Before we get to our question of the day, to the topic first, it has been 1 year today since the first e-scooters hit the streets thanks to Lime. Their arrival marked a new era of e-transport popping up all over the country, flummoxing local authorities, frustrating pedestrians and cyclists at the same time as also being embraced by city workers, commuters, students, residents. The scooters have sparked debates about helmets, speeds, alcohol restriction, age limits, where they should be ridden. The cost of related accidents has topped $4.3 million, but also reduced urban carbon emissions and saved nearly a million litres of petrol consumption. Last month, 23-year-old Tobin Hunter died after falling off a Lime scooter, believed to be the first death from an e-scooter in New Zealand. The uptake in Aotearoa has been described as massive. So far nationwide, more than 4 million Lime scooter rides have been recorded. Round the panel first up, have you ridden them? Do you ride them? Verity.
Of course I do, like almost every day, because I try to get around the CBD and I don't want to constantly be burning the environment because I have a future to think about, and I use electric scooters because they're great.
And what are they like to ride? I've never ridden one.
They're so fun. You feel like you're flying.
Dangerous.
You feel like Superman.
Dangerous.
Fun.
Very dangerous,
fun.
Eh?
No, fun. They're not dangerous.
They look dangerous. Their centre of gravity is all over the place.
No, what's dangerous is people who walk on the pavement with their headphones in on their phone texting. Yeah. They are far more dangerous than people on scooters, because when you're on your scooter, you're like alert, you're trying to like watch for things, you're dodging, you are present. When you are walking on the street texting and also listening to music and like walking in front of cars and bumping into people, that's when you're dangerous.
Peter, do you ride them?
No, because I'm scared of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I fear them. And that just, you know, it just shows my age. But I do fear them a little bit. And secondly, yeah, I just haven't had any interest of trying them.
Because you walk.
Yeah, because I walk.
Because you walk.
So, I'm a type of an individual that likes to know that they've walked a certain, you know,
oh, do you count your steps?
Yeah, certain level per day.
Oh,
so,
yep.
And also I'm out in Pukekohe, so there's no Lime scooters out of Puke.
Keep going.
Oh, I was just going to say, I also consider them a real triumph for women, because like when you're getting catcalled when you're walking on the street, it's much harder to catcall you if you're on a scooter because you're really fast. So like you can zip past before they can get the words out. So it's actually really good.
That's an interesting observation. Yeah. Isn't it hard to believe, both of you, that 366 days ago, we didn't have an inkling of what a Lime scooter was or other brands? They just appeared, didn't they?
Mm.
They just appeared.
They did, like that, and the world was
and
changed.
So my question to you is, the world has changed, but have they changed for the better?
Yes, I think it's a great improvement. I like to have more options to get around. I like to have environmentally transport options. I like to be able to go places quickly, like at night if you're walking home and you don't feel safe because you're walking and you feel exposed. If you're on a scooter, you feel safer because you are faster, you're harder to catch, you know, you've got a weapon if you needed to hit someone with it. So,
but then there are the injuries, Verity. Here's where it gets hairy. The injuries can be horrific, as bad as car crashes, said one article. You know, so for example, Liam Thompson, who broke his jaw, I've been reading about this, after being thrown over the handlebar of his Lime scooter after its brakes locked up.
Yeah, they did have...
That's scary stuff.
They did have glitches, yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, everything in general has a risk. I mean, walking in general, driving a car in general, there's always a risk you might get hit, you might fall over. Like, the whole part of, yes, they cause accidents, well, everything causes accidents. You know, I don't think they are disproportionately more dangerous than many other options out there. If you're a cyclist in Auckland, I find that way scarier than driving a Lime. Because if you're a cyclist in Auckland, people will car door you, you can't see you, you know, you get hit, people swear at you, people shout, people throw things. It doesn't happen on a Lime.
And that's a bit of a concern when you've got motorists who will go to that end. Because there's some out there who look at cyclists with hatred.
Yeah.
And hopefully this doesn't happen, but you can sort of see that with some motorists and you can sort of see it coming, you know, with scooters as well. Hopefully not, but unfortunately there are some motorists out there who just have this hate in their eyes when they see other forms of transport.
Someone says, Sue says, in Adelaide last week noted all scooters came with a helmet attached. So every particular city around the world, because this particular issue that we're talking about has been discussed at length in various cities. As soon as they started in Santa Monica and in the States, and they branched out from there. What are the next rules? Helmets or keeping them to the cycle lanes? What do you think, Verity?
I think probably they'll keep them to the cycle lanes. It's probably easier than getting a helmet. And I also think that might be slightly more appropriate. If you're worried about hitting pedestrians, it's better if you're in a cycle lane, and then you can keep to the left of the cycle lane and you can be lapped by all those really, fast men in tight lycra who like to zip everywhere. I think that's probably a safer bet.
Yeah, Catherine says, Auckland is different to Wellington. Slow them down to 10 kilometres per hour, then see if your panel still want them. Get them off the footpath.
I love them at 10 kilometres.
So you don't mind going slow?
No, it's a nice, it's a fun thing to do. You can have a stroll on your scooter. You can look at things. You can watch the birds. I enjoy it.
All right.